Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Little adventure of music. Music adventure. Mm-hmm. Mixtape Monday.
Yeah.
Sup, girl. You know, it's Mixtape Monday, right? So I made you this special mix just for you. Mm-hmm.
Just another Mixtape Monday. Oh, wish it was Monday. Oh, it is just another Mixtape Monday.
Mixtape Monday.
Well, we happen to know somebody who was at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas.
Listen, fans of Olivia Rodrigo got into a fight during her Saturday set at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas.
Was it girls fighting over the guy she sings about and driver's license?
Oh, could you imagine? That would be pretty good. Mm. That would be quite a little episode.
Jacob?
Yes?
What happened?
I didn't personally see the fight, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, what were you doing then?
Actually, I'm not really sure what I was doing at that point.
Having pina coladas.
Oh, really?
No, there was no drinking at that time. It was after.
Oh, at that time?
There wasn't? It was later on.
So
I didn't see the fight, but I did see a lot of people pass out.
Sure, you did hear about the story, though. So what happened?
I guess there was a fight during one of her songs during her set.
We've said that. Yes. Yeah, we said that part already.
The best part was that they were wearing masks the whole time that they were fighting.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's keeping each other safe.
One TikTok user very creatively wrote, "Bro, we were just trying to enjoy Olivia Rodrigo." Seemingly unaware that some Olivia Naders came to the fight during the performance of a record-breaking number one hit. She told the audience at one point, "You guys are just like the best crowd ever. This is amazing." She's so much older
than me. Everything. How do you get into a fight at an Olivia Rodrigo show? Like, it's not like it's like Metallica, Kill 'Em All or something.
I don't know. I suppose maybe you're singing one version of the lyrics and someone else is singing the other.
Or maybe they're just recording in front of you, not giving you a good view.
Oh.
Ooh,
or maybe someone grabbed your girl's butt.
I'm sorry?
Like, if you're standing there with your wife, mm-hmm. and then another guy comes in during a driver's license and grabs your wife's butt, you'd throw down.
She wrote in that song about me.
You'd be like, "You didn't mean what you just did to my wife's butt."
You said forever. And I drive alone past your street.
That's sad. Olivia, you got to move on, girl.
Yeah, I feel
you
like
you got to move on.
She feels too young to have that much of a hang up over a dude like that.
If you just got your driver's license, it's way too young to be driving by his house. Like, that's like 17-year-old crazy behavior. Like 15, 16-year-old behavior, you should be crying at home alone. You don't graduate to total psychodom until you're at least a junior, late in your junior year, senior year.
I pictured I was driving home to you.
You don't, sweetie. Do you think about living with someone when you're that young?
We need to talk about this.
You don't want anyone in your house?
No, you want your own room.
Yeah,
you want your own space
for a while. For a while.
Let's get it like mid-20s, late 20s. Hey, even early 30s. I don't care. Just find yourself first.
Yes, get out there. See what you like. See what you don't like.
Why didn't she ever ask us?
No one comes to us for advice anymore. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo told V Magazine, quote, "I sometimes get DMs from little girls being like, I've never seen someone who looked like me in your position. I'm literally going to cry, like, just thinking about it." So,
a lot of emotions.
She's got all kinds of emotions.
Yeah.
Feels like she's got too many emotions. Maybe then again, I've never been a teenage girl.
You don't know what it's like to be a girl. As many times as you may dress up like one, you don't know what it's like.
Did you see the In Memoriam last night at the Emmys?
No.
This was the music.
I don't know what to say except to
Larry King.
My audience. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, that's...
Instead of goodbye, how about so long?
Leon Bridges enlisted Jean Baptiste to perform the rendition of River from that 2015 album Coming Home last night.
Beautiful.
Live over the montage of deaths at the Emmys.
Did they leave anyone out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to come
and you. Do you know who they left out?
I saw a couple of pictures, but I didn't recognize them, so I didn't pay attention to the story.
Okay.
I mean, but yes, it seems like every time they do an award show and somebody does the in memoriam, they forget three or four people. And... Mama's words reoccurred to me. Surrender to the good Lord. In a wipe your slate clean. Beautiful song. They did a great job with it. And they played a couple of cuts in the...
Okay. I guess a few names left out, most notably Michael Constantine. He was the one who was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
He was the dad, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, or the... Yeah, the father.
Michael Nader, Jay Pickett were ignored. Nader was in Dynasty. Mostly remembered by All My Children viewers. Pickett was in General Hospital. Also not included were director Richard Donner, The Twilight Zone, actress Tanya Roberts, Charlie's Angels.
Oh, wow.
Writer Larry McMurtry, Lonesome Dove, and then actors Ben Best and DMX.
I saw this song performed at the VMAs last weekend, and I know that you liked it. It's a pretty good song.
Yes, this is my new feel-good song.
I thought the other one was your feel-good
song. That's my shower song. This is my driving feel-good song. I've got to have different feel-good songs for different parts of the day.
I love that you take into account, like, last week, the artist was Nigerian, and you didn't understand a word that he was saying.
I don't understand this either.
In this case, Ozuna, you don't understand a word he's saying.
No, but I love it. He could be saying the most vile things, but I love it. Can you translate for me?
That one said, I don't dance well.
Okay.
So I feel you, brother. And then I believe that she is.
That she's what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is I didn't really.
I think that he said, I believe that she is
my love.
What I am, he are in love.
Oh, it's a love song.
See?
They're all love songs.
Yes. Also, if you need any sort of translation services, I am your man. We'll do Pearl Jam and Kiss stories when we come back.
Gary and Shannon.
Mixtape Monday. There is a new 4-disc, 1 Blu-ray super deluxe disc coming out for Kiss, marking the 45th anniversary. Think about that. The 45th anniversary of their 1976 album, Destroyer. They have a massive, massive package that they have coming out. By the way, they'll be in Chula Vista this weekend. Everybody's back in it because Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley both had tested positive for COVID. They're back on the road. They're talking about incredible discs of Paul Stanley's demos, Gene Simmons' demos, and then outtakes and alternate versions, some mixes and some single edits from the album Destroyer. The original album is going to show up on its own disc as a completely remastered version. And then they're also going to have a concert. Disc 4 will be their concert from Paris in May of 1976. So,
Brian Wilson has a solo piano album coming up.
Oh.
Stripped Back Classics from his catalog. It will be out November 19th. At My Piano features piano renditions of Wouldn't It Be Nice, Don't Worry Baby, California Girls, Surf's Up, Good Vibrations, and God Only Knows.
What is that?
I don't know. That's not God Only Knows.
Oh, what's something's broken with my file there. I didn't do that. All right, just a quick, let me say this. My wife hated the Black Crowes. Can't stand the Black Crowes. Can't stand looking at them. Can't stand listening to them. I could
not.
Let
me light your candle, because, how does that go?
Come on, baby, let me light your candle, because, mama, I'm so hard to handle. Now.
Yes.
Yes. This was from their second album. It was called Remedy, and I was trying to explain to my daughter about why siblings should never be in bands together. And Chris Robinson and his brother got into a fight, just like Noah and Liam Gallagher from Oasis and Karen and the other Carpenter.
Listen, bands are already a breeding ground for fights and disagreements and resentments. Then you throw in siblings there, too?
Yeah.
That's a whole nother layer.
But I got to listen to this, and I got to loud as I could.
I like them.
I always like them. Yeah. And then to make myself feel old, I realized that album is 30 years old.
Yeah, wow.
That album is 30 years old.
That's incredible.
Pearl Jam is out. They had debuted 6 new songs at their first actual show in 3 years. Eddie Vedder was at the See Here Now Festival crowd in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Beachside, the group debuted 6 different songs from their album Gigaton from 2020. Welcomed a new touring member, Josh Klinghoffer, into the fold. So Pearl Jam is back at it. Eddie Vedder and his daughter, I believe her name is Olivia.
She's 30. I'm just kidding. I'm just throwing out 30-year-old references now.
They helped write a lot of the new soundtrack for Flag Day, that new Sean Penn movie that came out not too long ago. And in fact, they perform, Olivia and Eddie Vedder perform together in a lot of those tracks that are on that album.
That might not be that far off, actually.
Of how old she is?
Well, he's 56.
I think she's early 20s, mid-20s, something like that.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.